Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low.
What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. It's Friday. It's March Madness. I'm going crazy. What's going on, everybody? Well, you know, we've got the Trump tariffs that everybody's also bent out of shape and concerned about. And, of course, as we saw yesterday when he came out and gave his press conference or whatever and said, well, you know, it's negotiable. And I think that this is something that, you know, we're not used to with our president. We have a president who is a deal maker. We have a president who is a businessman. We have a president who understands what it's all about. And I think that that is something that, you know, we should all take great hope in, is that maybe finally, after I don't know how many years it's been, but of being the patsies for everybody and being the supporter of the world, that somebody finally is stepping up and saying, hey, you know, we need to worry about ourselves. You know, we are the biggest power. We are the strongest financially. We've got everything going, and all we've done in as long as I can remember is to basically give it away. Between entitlement programs here and helping out everybody else around the globe, all I can see is that, you know, we get the short end of the stick on a regular basis. And I think, and I'm happy, it's about time that somebody stood up and said, hey, you know, we are the world power and we aren't going to just give it away. I think that that's, to me, that's something that makes a heck of a lot more sense than just, you know, again, being the patsy, being the soft, not stepping up. I mean, you know, if we look at, you know, President Trump's, you know, first, what, 18 months or whatever, we've got someone who said, hey, no to terrorism, and we've pretty much wiped out ISIS. You know, when Syria had the problems, we went and took care of that. I think that those are things that are important to show that we're not going to take any crap. And I think that is something that, you know, we haven't seen in the White House. Now, you know, again, President Trump is not a politician. He is a business guy that, you know, the I guess they call it the art of the deal and trying to make deals. And, you know, I mean, between dropping out of the Paris Accord and the TPP and now dealing with NAFTA and some of the other things, I think that those are things that are healthier for us as a nation. You know, again, I'm not saying that we have to be hard asses on everything, but I think that we do need to get back into, you know, why we are the leaders, and we need to take control and not allow all this other stuff to happen. You know, in other words, North Korea should have never gotten so much power. You know, Iran and Iraq, you know, we shouldn't have gotten into these situations. And I think that that is something that's important. You have to have a strong hand. And, you know, again, I think that, you know, the markets also like the fact that we're actually seeing more of a business guy. Now, you know, I know Gary Cohn resigned because he didn't like the tariffs. Now, I have to wonder, you know, I'm an anti-politician person to begin with. So let's start with that. But I have to wonder, you know, why, you know, Gary Cohn was so set against it, and, you know, why the markets had some initial selling pressure. But maybe it's because you've got, you know, a lot of these people getting these deals behind the scenes that were based on all of this. I'm not going to call it collusion, but almost a collusionary type of environment where, you know, things happened, you know, and, you know, a lot of people benefit from a lot of these things. It's just like if we break down the political landscape, you know, you don't think that these politicians don't get benefit from a lot of these deals that go on throughout the globe. You know, this is one of the problems that I've always had with the system, is that there's so much backroom deals going on that, you know, that we get screwed. The people get screwed. Okay. You can look at it any way you want. The people get screwed because of all the backroom deals that happen with our political landscape. And quite frankly, I'm happy that maybe it's going to be over with for a while. You know, how else do you think we got $20 trillion in debt? You know, that is because of a lot of the crap that gets dealt with here on a regular basis. And I don't, you know, I'm not a fan. All right. I would rather see a straight up market and a straight up business. But of course, that's not what we have. You've got too many loose ends floating around. And again, you know, this even goes back to the debt ceiling. You know, for years you had bad deals tacked on to the debt ceiling whenever it had to be negotiated. Now that goes to either party. You know, whoever was in power, the other one kind of held them up to when these issues came up. Well, I mean, I'm just saying that it's not the right way to do business. And I don't think that our politicians and our Fed and anybody else is actually really fiscally responsible. However, I do think that the president is trying to become more fiscally responsible. I do think that, you know, these deals, you know, that are made should be, you know, cherished, that we actually want to bring jobs back to this country, not those crap jobs we get right now, but real manufacturing jobs. And that's, you know, if you heard President Trump's press conference yesterday, it was, if you want a manufacturer in America, there is no tax. So to me, that's the right way to go about things. And I don't know that the tariffs or the trade wars. Now, again, I can't say that I know for a fact, but certainly we were self-sufficient, and I think we can remain that. And I don't think anybody would mind if we were actually making more money, okay, by paying a little bit more. You know, we artificially pay more now. So, you know, this is something that, you know, we continue to look at, and it continues to be a battle. But if you think about it, are you making, you know, I think we asked this the other day, are you making more money today than you were 20 years ago? And I would say the answer for most people is no. And I'm talking about in the way that you can live versus the money that you make. So I, for one, am happy about this. And certainly I would not mind paying more for products that were made in the USA anyways. But I believe that you can get pretty damn close because of the structure of what we're going to go. So I don't know. I think that, you know, I'm happy. I think that this whole tariff thing and whatever is going to be negotiated perfectly. And I think we get the edge back, which is, I think, exactly what we want. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show, and I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. And we're going to stop out here for a break, but remind you to don't forget to download the show every day at libertytalk.fm. And don't forget the Sporting Edge on the weekends with Xander and, of course, our new Crypto Investor X. And Bubba's Daily Update, you can get it free. All you have to do is go to bubbatrading.com and you fill out the little box. There's no credit card, nothing required. And every day I send you a market update after the close, let you know what's going on. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, we're going to stop out here for a break. We'll be right back with more after the break. The Bubba Show. Welcome Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And so we talked a little bit about the tariffs and, you know, what does it all mean? And why are all the other nations so up in arms about this? And maybe it's because they're going to realize that they're going to have to pay more. How about that? I mean, you know, I don't get it. I don't like the manipulation of what's going on. I don't like the dollar manipulation. You know, I think that, as I've said many times before, I believe that that will be the black swan event that will actually, you know, turn the markets lower for a while. But I don't like to make all these crazy things happen through the art of manipulation. And of course, that's not through Trump's part. He wasn't involved in all this, but this Federal Reserve, and again, we've heard a lot of dovish talk again this week, but yet the bonds continue to go lower, which means rates continue to go higher. And now it looks like the dollar is getting poised to break out. You know, I think that that is, again, something that we have to understand. And I think that is going to be the big crazy, all right, that, you know, the strong dollar is going to create a lot of havoc because everybody's been spoiled with the lack of a strong dollar. Everybody's been spoiled with the cheap money. And, of course, that is not going to stay forever. That is going to start to go away. And, again, it starts with now that the bonds have gone into a bear market, right? And now that we look like to see, we're going to see the 10-year start to get over 3%. It's going to create more and more havoc among those around. And of course, you know, when you're used to that cheap money and now all of a sudden all that money starts to go up, it's not such a great deal anymore. I think there's a lot of issues that are out there going around, and I see, you know, many, many issues and problems working their way through the system. And it can only lead to a black swan event. I mean, you know, you cannot continue to artificially manipulate, prop up markets. I mean, the markets have no business being where they're at. You can tell me all you want. You can give me all the data and the fundamentals of what you think. But it goes back to the average American. Okay, it goes back to the average person, and they're running out of money. Okay, that's it. The debt structure in this country is sickening. Okay, the overall, you know, credit card debt, the loan value, the student debt, the inverse, the upside down autos. I mean, where do we think this is all going to go? Is it going to magically disappear? Do we have a magic bullet? Yeah, you know what the magic bullet's going to be? They're going to have to forgive all this debt. That's the magic bullet, okay? And, of course, it's going to create a much bigger problem. We cannot continue to forget about all of the things that mean something. You know, and again, as I say every day, the market's going to go up 8% year over year. But right now, the market should start to head lower. Now, it is, you know, as much as you think it's doing great, it's really just in a big consolidation pattern. And each time we've reached back towards the upper level, it has sold back down. At the same time, making a lower high and making lower lows. So, you know, if we continue to believe, you know, and we are living in fantasy and in fantasy island. You know, all of the pundits and the advisors. But again, remember that they all benefit from having you in the market. Okay. You know, you have to continue to remember that the magic is done with mirrors, you know, the art of what's the word I'm looking for? I can't remember, but it's magic. But I know there's another name for it. But unfortunately, at the time I'm talking about this, I can't remember. But you can't magically make the debt disappear. You can't magically make people make more money based on the structure that you have. So we can't magically create jobs. You know, the employment growth, the wage growth is disgusting. Okay. You know, they can, again, they can make it sound as good as they want. They can talk about how great it is, but it's not that great. Okay. Now, again, it doesn't mean we won't get there. I'm very confident that we will get there. Okay. I'm very confident that we will get to, you know, back to prosperity. But, you know, other than some 401ks and other than some big timers, you know, average Americans are not joining in on this big party. You know, yes, I was on a cruise and it looked like it was, you know, it was gung-ho and going great. And, you know, but of course, on the cruise were a lot of non-Americans as well. And it seemed to me they were spending more because obviously the value of dollars. But at the end of it, this is not set up to be a pretty situation. You know, we've got just so many depressed assets and not enough good stuff happening. Yes, the tax cut was a start. I think the tariffs are a start because I do think that will lead to more jobs. But you can't tell me that, you know, we look into the grain markets, for example, and grains are at prices, you know, although they've rallied recently, they're still at prices we haven't seen forever. Okay. I mean, I'm going back to prices that were, you know, back in the, you know, other than soybeans, back in the 90s. I mean, really, are we going to really be so thrilled and happy? You know, the costs don't go down. The input costs don't go down, but yet prices haven't gone up to overcome all these inputs. Now, you know, again, I get it. There's other things that go along with that. But in the meantime, you know, why aren't we having some natural inflation? Okay. Why do we have to have a Federal Reserve trying to manufacture inflation? To me, that doesn't make a lot of logical sense. To me, it means that there's still troubles. If the Fed cannot exit, then what does that tell everybody? Shouldn't that be telling you that there are some issues out there? The Federal Reserve cannot exit. So they have to believe that there's problems. Now, listen, whatever they believe in, you know, academia, you know, is to me has nothing to do with markets. You cannot put together a plan based on pure theory. Theory doesn't work. You know, in the heat of the battle, theory doesn't do jack. But yet we continue to live off of that theory. And I think that same goes for the trade wars and the tariffs type of situation. You know, you can't continue to just theorize and put together what should work based on some stupid model. All right. Because as we all know, models don't always work. They have to be able to be adjusted. You have to be able to do things at the spur of the moment. You have to be able to change things. You cannot continue to just say, oh, that's the only way it is. You have to be able to adjust on the fly or on the run and make adjustments at the moment, not just when, you know, you decide. Right. It has to be, you have to have, I guess we will just call it something that the Federal Reserve does not have, common sense. Okay. You know, one of the key things, you know, I've noticed in today's youth is really the lack of common sense. And unfortunately, that goes all the way up to our Federal Reserve because they have no idea where they're at. Again, if I drop them in the middle of the field, they never find their way home because they have no idea how to adjust on the fly. And I think that is something that needs to be worked on. And that's why I think we're going to have these problems. That's why the Black Swan event, I believe, will be the Federal Reserve. And that's why I see a lot more troubles coming up. And that's one of the issues that we need to get worked on. But in the meantime, hopefully you'll help me out. I'm teaching the youth what a little bit of common sense and how to deal with the markets. And that's through my highschoolinvesting.com program. And of course, it's in 350 high schools. And if you'd like to help out, go to Patreon, patreon.com/BubbaTrading. And if you do so, I will be happy to give you a week free of my futures advisory service. In the meantime, don't forget to download the show every single day at libertytalk.fm. And this is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz will be right back with more after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report. Bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. It's the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. And what's going on, everybody? It is March Madness, and are you enjoying the tournament? And are you a fan? And it's been a wild already. It's been wild already in the conference tournaments, and things are going crazy. But you know, I gotta ask. You know, I know some of you or many of you believe that, you know, oil is going a lot higher. And of course, I continue to say it's going to go a lot lower. But I have to understand why anybody thinks it would go higher. Supplies are plentiful. Demand is decreasing. I mean, why is it that we think, is that because others say it's going higher? I don't understand where, you know, from a simple supply-demand standpoint, I mean, there's an abundant supply, so why would I expect it to go higher? I mean, I can't expect it to go anywhere but lower. I can't see, when I look at things around the world, you know, we are net exporters, so, you know, we've got plenty. So where is it gonna go? There's not gonna be a shortage all of a sudden. So I don't understand the logic of why everybody thinks it's going higher. And again, it doesn't make me right, all right? But again, this goes back more into things that are somewhat artificially manipulated to push prices. You know, that is one of the things that we lack today. Because of all the manipulation, because of all the Fed work and things, we lack the true free market. Right? So, you know, I don't see where we're going to get this major move to the upside, because what's going to create that? You know, it's not like it's a soft commodity that, you know, like we could have a weather event, you know, like in grains, or our cattle or hogs can get a disease, creating a shortage. I mean, you know, we've got it. It's there. We know it. And there's more. So why is it that we believe that it has to go so much higher? You know, that's the one thing I don't understand. And I'm not being critical, I'm actually asking the question. What, you know, the technicals certainly don't determine that it's going to go higher. The technicals look like it wants to go lower. So, you know, I don't understand where we get that. And of course, we continue to watch gold struggle. Now, as you know, I'm a long-term bull in gold, but gold continues to struggle here, and you know, of course, gold being a dollar denominated product, you know, if the dollar breaks out the way that I think it's going to break out to the upside, then what will that do to gold? You know, it did not get a great benefit from the falling dollar. You know, it rallied a little bit, but it certainly, we're still, what, 30% from the highs, or 40%, whatever it is, 19-something? So, you know, what makes me believe that all of a sudden that gold's going to take off the upside? I mean, again, I'm a gold bull longer term, but I don't see it here. I see gold probably testing, you know, 1240 before it maybe makes a bottom. I mean, we decided and we said the bear market's over, and it has held up pretty well. But I don't think that the new bull market has started yet. I think that there's still a lot of issue here that needs to be addressed before we can see higher prices. And of course, the higher dollar, you know, is not going to be a big benefit. Okay, you know, as the dollar takes off. Now, again, I don't think it'll have as much of a negative effect as many think it will have, because I think everybody kind of knows that the dollar is an asset that right now is being kind of controlled. And that's when you look into the crypto world, and this is why this is some of the reasoning that I believe that the cryptocurrency space is going to be big over time, for those reasons. Because when you look at that market, okay, that is a true free market, okay. So if we look at a true free market, then we now have ourselves in position to, you know, have buyers and sellers set the price. You know, it's like Mr. Valentine setting the price. You know, unlike the equity markets, where, you know, if we look at our current structure, everything we do is based on the dollar, based on price. But how is the price determined? Well, it's based on interest rates. So the housing market goes up and down based on what the interest rates are doing. And of course, that happens across all channels, because it goes back to, you know, what is the interest rate? What can I do? And it goes back to somebody controlling the interest rate. Now, wouldn't it be a better situation if we let the free market decide that? And that was always something that I had a problem with, is that we don't allow the free market to work, because asset classes can price themselves. Okay, that is the true art of business. The true art of the free market system is that if I got something to sell and you want to buy it, all we have to do is find a price and where we can make a deal. Is that not the case for everything? Should that not be the case for interest rates? Should that not be the case for housing? Should that not be the case for everything? And of course, that is the problem, is that we've become so conditioned and so manipulated that we end up, everything bases back to what is the Fed doing, which is the case for when we had the QE programs. Why did we have to have a QE program? You know, why couldn't the banks that were in trouble go out of business? You know, again, these are all things that, to me, don't make sense. But again, it goes back to, if we just let free markets price themselves, if we let asset classes price themselves, then we will know what the true value is. Right now, we have such an artificial value. I mean, you know, let's say you're making, you know, $100,000 a year now, okay? But $100,000 a year now is probably, I don't know, it's like making $10,000, you know, in 1970, all right? But in 1970, you lived a hell of a lot better on the 10 than you do in 2018 on the 100. And I think that's the problem. And I think the disparity of assets is really shown as well. I mean, if you look at some of the values of some of the things that have gone up based on your salary or based on what you make, not a very pretty picture. But again, this goes back to the same thing that we talk about often, the free market system. And we don't have a free market system right now. You can think you have it, but the cryptocurrencies are a free market. And that is what scares the crap out of a lot of these places, because they don't like the total free market. They don't like they don't like that they can't manipulate or control the fiat currency. I mean, let's face it, the fiat currency is a piece of paper that's worthless. Okay, because you can have it, and today can be worth X, and tomorrow can be worth X minus whatever they decide. So, what good is the fiat currency system? And that again, that's an issue and a problem that we've destroyed the true market system because we can create more at any time we want. And again, to me, that's not the way that it should be. And that's what why I think you've seen, such a dramatic fall in things, and why the middle class continues to get pounded. Because, you know, there's things that you can look at that show you that the market is not, the average person is not kept up with the manipulation and the screw job that we get from the Federal Reserve. Okay, and so why is it that nobody sees that? Or maybe people do see it, but they don't want to do anything about it. And it's beyond me to look at this whole thing and not be pissed off about it. I mean, you know, again, I just want to be able to, I want to live like I live in a flea market. All right. I go to the flea market, I negotiate my price for whatever I want, and that's it. And then I don't have to worry about it. Okay. I get, you know, I feel good, they feel good. But what happened to that free market system? Well, when you have a god, as in the Federal Reserve, manipulating assets, you can't have a true free market anymore, because then they combine everything together. And again, that to me is a problem. So why shouldn't we audit the Fed? Why shouldn't we end the Fed? And why shouldn't we audit the government to see what's happening to all of our dough? I mean, that's a pretty simple thing. I mean, you and I are subject to audit, aren't we? Why aren't they? That's just something I don't get based on the whole free market system. But again, we've let it happen, and it's up to us to change it. In the meantime, this is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and of course, make sure you get Bubba's Daily Update, which is available to you for free every single day. All you have to do is go to bubbatrading.com and fill out the little box that comes up. It's free, no credit card, no nothing, and I will email you every day a little video. And of course, don't forget to download the show every day as we strive to get to our goal of 1 million downloads a month. I need you to go to libertytalk.fm and download the Bubba Show, not only that, but download the Sporting Edge on the weekends, especially in March Madness. And this is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba, we're going to step out of a break. We'll be right back after the break. The Bubba Show. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, and it is Friday, and it's a lot of college basketball and a lot of things going on, and make sure you download the Sporting Edge over the weekend. But in the meantime, what is going on with NAFTA? And does anybody have an opinion of what NAFTA was? Now, I had some experience with NAFTA. I have owned a couple of companies that did some shipping and did some cross-border stuff. But why does everybody think that we always have to have the worst end of the deal? Okay. I mean, NAFTA was never a great deal to begin with. So why is it that we have to think that way? I mean, certainly we could have worked out a better deal. And certainly we could work out a better deal. But, you know, a lot of things that go on through NAFTA are phony anyways. Okay, a lot of the shipping and a lot of the things that are done, I mean, you know, it's no different than anything else. So I'm all for free trade. I'm all for, you know, going into and doing things. But why do we have to have the short end of it? Again, this goes back to the tariffs from earlier today. Why is it that we have to be on the short end of the stick when there should be no reason for it? I mean, do you want to talk about some of the reasons why the system doesn't work? Well, that's because we always take the short end of it. Let some of the other people step up. You know, I mean, you know, it's just a logical thing. 100%, I would love to trade with Mexico and in Canada, but I would like to do it on a fair scale where, you know, we can get the same edge, you know, and I don't think we're getting it. And I'm hoping they work it out. But again, I think that, you know, when you look at the overall picture, you know, you have to look at the whole picture, not just the little bits and pieces of it. And I don't think that the NAFTA agreement was done in total fairness. I don't think that it, I think it could have been done much better. But of course, look who did it. And that would kind of tell you, you know, where we stand with that. But, you know, again, we need to get everything straightened away, because that will actually be a bigger benefit to all of you that need to have this agreement in place. Because if it's square and it's straight up and it's real, then there's not all this stuff going on. And I think that's an issue that needs to be, you know, obviously addressed, so that we can move forward. You know, again, all these bad deals that have been made by many presidents, you know, it doesn't just have to be Obama, it doesn't just have to be the Clintons, it doesn't have to be just Bush. You know, again, it needs to be recirculated to make it better for everybody. I think that's the real story. But that kind of goes back to what we talked about before, just the true free market system. You know, why are we so determined on, you know, on the price of the dollar? You know, you hear people that are in dollar denominated products and they're always worried about the dollar. Well, I don't think it matters anymore. I think that the dollar has become passe for many things, because everybody knows it's just a piece of garbage, piece of paper. But, you know, it's come to a time that we've got so much debt in this country that it's time to lower the boom and to do things the right way and to actually start to run this country like a business. Now, you those of you who've listened to me for, you know, the number of years we've been on air, we've always talked about that we need to run the United States as a business, not as a a free money machine or a printing machine. It needs to be run like a business. And that's where I think that, you know, we've missed out. And that's where I believe that, you know, President Trump is trying to make this a true business versus a free giveaway, where everybody just gives and gives and gives and we end up with nothing. And I think that becomes, you know, the bigger story is, you know, if we just let this market system work, okay, and quit with the ability to print money and the ability for banks to print money, and we eliminate some of this stuff, I think you would see a much cleaner world and a much cleaner debt structure, and you wouldn't have the ability to get so far under, right? Because, again, it becomes a much bigger problem, you know. And what our people always believe is, well, we can borrow today because the dollar's going to be worthless. You know, it's the sports payroll type of thing, right? You know, they make these big payments out. You know, they make these huge contracts that are back end loaded because they're assuming, based on history, that they're going to be paying back with less dollars based on inflation. All right. And of course, that becomes a problem because you need to always address, you know, as Barney Fife used to say, we need to nip it in the bud right now. Things need to be nipped in the bud to begin with. You know, we have to break it down to the smallest denominator. You know, the average person, okay, you have a home, you have an apartment, whatever, you have expenses, you have to pay your expenses, you can't get into too much debt. Why isn't it that we can't have the government to have that same deal? Why is it that they're allowed to just print more money if they need it? You know, again, this goes back to my argument forever, which is why I think that you've seen, you know, even though the cryptocurrencies have been under some pressure recently, I think this is why you've seen the bigger move to those things, because you've got too much big taking over everything. You know, you've got Amazon that's gonna, will probably be in every industry. You know, Amazon's creating other industries to do crazy deals because of how powerful they can be. And, you know, again, this is because when you really lack the true free market system. All right, it allows companies like Amazon to really take over. And, you know, again, I have nothing against that. That's capitalism. But I'd like it to be set, done on a more fair and balanced structure. You know, the ability, you know, as you get bigger, you can control the world. It's the same as the banks, right? That's why there's, you know, these big banks, and that's why they're too big to fail, because we allowed it to happen that way and didn't let them fail. And not only did we not let them fail, but we let them flourish, which makes absolutely no sense to me whatsoever. I mean, that to me is a crock in itself. Okay, why should I do the wrong thing, and be able to flourish and then be able to turn down the people that actually need the banking institution? It just, I don't know, it's beyond me, but, you know, hey, it is what it is, right? That's the point. But, you know, again, I go back to how we opened the show. We need to treat this country like a business. It is a business. We need to put the United States first among everybody else. And it doesn't mean that we're going to walk away from anybody. It doesn't mean that we're going to cut anybody off. It means that at least we have to be in a solid position, okay, to retain and remain the world leader and not somebody who just gives and gives and is falling back beyond the wayside. Because, you know, like it or not, there's the globe is taking over the United States by their investments. And that's one of the problems. I don't understand why we like it, because you have so much foreign buying in the United States. You can see this all over the place. And I think that's an issue as well. And that's because we continue to try to manipulate, and you keep selling your soul, which I believe is what the Fed has done. You sell your soul to the devil, and it doesn't work out well for anybody. But it does work out well for you that this is the weekend and this is the Bubba Show. And I thank you all for being a part of it, and enjoy the college basketball over the weekend if you're a fan. And of course, don't forget to check out my high school investing program at your convenience, highschoolinvesting.com. And if you want to help us out, go to Patreon, patreon.com/BubbaTrading. And you can help us out, and I'll give you a free week of my advisory if you do so. And of course, you got to download the show every day at libertytalk.fm. That is the Bubba Show, and of course, the Sporting Edge on the weekends, and our new show, Crypto Investor X, which is about cryptocurrencies with Matt Demeter. In the meantime, everybody have a great weekend. I thank you so much. It's been always a pleasure to serve and a pleasure to be here with you. This is the Bubba Show, and I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll see you back here on Monday, everybody. Have a great weekend. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.